No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another fun, exciting edition of Battle of the Sexes. As you can tell, I'm starting the show with just one guest like we have been lately. I'm your host, Dave Swan. Nikki will be here in a little bit. And our guest right now is extreme being goth comedian Mark White.
Does that mean I've won the battle?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Like, the secret challenge is usually like whoever shows up first.
Right. Punctuality. Guys usually, yeah, because me, it takes a little longer, but most guys, yeah. It takes nothing. To put on your Spider-Man shirt and your hat didn't take that long.
It took about like 5 minutes to even shower. Like, that's pushing it.
Right.
But yeah, so you have another show on the network too. It's called Dark Mark Show,
it's
right?
It's the Dark Mark Show. It's on every Thursday, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh.
My co-host is Josie Cat, punk singer, fetish model, and we always have... Last week we had the punk band Man Ray and Lacey Edwards, who is the set decorating Emmy Award nominated set decorating buyer for Sons of Anarchy.
Oh shit!
And she brought cannolis right from the set of Sons of Anarchy.
She left the gun though, right?
No, there's no gun. Everything was fine. Yeah, so my co-host started licking and sucking the cannoli. Powdered sugar was going right in her cleavage. You got to hear it. You got to see it. You don't get candy around Josie Cad. I was telling you about the 420 special. We had chocolate eggs, and she was seductively licking and sucking the cream filling out of the chocolate eggs.
That sounds a little. And you can find that on iTunes and also on SkidRowStudios.com, right?
Absolutely.
Attaboy.
Well, it's funny because we were just Ginger just left, and she, without a doubt, has the most extreme show. Not only at Skid Row Studios, but out of all of internet and everywhere. But I remember,
I've done it. You've done it. Nikki's done the show.
It's always something. I got a Nina Hartley gave me a hand job, and that's a great streak breaker, by the way.
Oh,
if you're gonna break a streak, having a legend Hartley? Like that touch your penis—that's a good
pretty
one.
Pretty much every high schooler's, and well, not necessarily high schooler now.
Yeah, not now.
But like when you're growing up, you're like. It goes, Jenna Jameson was my generation,
right.
And I'm assuming, like, you were right on that brink of, like, when it started to switch a little bit.
Yeah, it's sort of, yeah. I'm still, actually, one of the few porn movies I have is Jenna Jameson. It's funny, because I've had porn stars on my show. Sasha Grey was on my show, I guess, for this generation. That's a legend.
Oh, okay, yeah, I really don't know names anymore. Like,
right.
Jenna Jameson was the last one, and I know a couple others just because I have mutual friends now.
Right, because I don't masturbate to porn. I masturbate to, like, Lifetime movies and...
right, because you just... You
Elvira,
know.
Things like that, you know, vampires, that type of thing.
You're like, I don't really get off on the actual action. I get off on the emotion now.
Exactly.
You're more of a story guy at this point.
I am a story... Well, I've always been kind of a story guy. I was always... It never took that much to really set me off, but I did have, actually... I had a porn star a few weeks ago... Scarlet Red, but she was blonde, which was very weird.
Did the carpet match the drapes on that one?
The carpet didn't. It wasn't Ginger Show. The carpet didn't come out. But she apparently, when she comes, she gets. Or well, I don't know what I can say it on this show. But when she has an orgasm, she turns bright beet red. And then we had a true redhead porno star a couple months ago, Rose Red.
Oh, all right.
Who did a porno movie, Yoga for Lovers?
I'm listening.
And she does yoga. She does the, you know, if you want to do a yoga workout with a nude woman, you can do that. Or you can watch her having sex in yoga positions.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And I hadn't seen a porno movie in a long time. I still have, like, I've got two somewhere in the collection, which is a Jenna Jameson one that somebody gave me and Bridget the Midget, which I bought with my ex-girlfriend. And I've probably watched that, and something about midgets is
well,
nice.
It was my high school scavenger hunt. Like, it was one of those things where all the seniors were just like, screw it.
Right.
It was one of the things on there was midget porn.
Right.
And we're just like, and the only thing anyone knew was Bridget the Midget.
That's she's the queen.
Oh yeah, I think the person who put the list together just went with all the stuff that he could find.
Right.
Like sitting around his apartment. Like one was a bra from one of the girls' schools around us. Another one was like one of their skirts or something.
And ironically, I ended up dating Bridget's best friend, who was the...
Not a midget?
No, Clownalyn Monroe, the clown Marilyn Monroe, who I met on this show. So in Skid Row Studios, she came to do the show. And we went out on Valentine's Day. It was a lot. We actually went to Jumbo's Clown Room.
I love Jumbo's.
Right. Well, you haven't enjoyed Jumbo's Clown Room unless you walk in there with a clown. Then you rule the place. And the free drinks, the girls are all over you. Well, please, you're coming in with a clown.
I'm rethinking my Jumbo's experiences now.
Right.
Like, we've had Tanya on before, too, from Jumbo's Clown Room.
Well, here's the thing. This is the first time I've ever been to Jumbo's Clown Room, but I figured, when in Rome, I'm with a clown. I might as well go. But
go big or go home.
I'm not a big strip club guy either,
I used to not be, but it's like kind of lately I'm just once in a while my buddy's like, let's go. It was Jumbo's is what's got me into it, really.
Really? Okay, because I heard all the stories. I heard, girls with one leg, girls with penises, weird stuff. And I saw it's just the same, and plus every strip club, all the girls have like bad tattoos. Now that used to be the thing, Jumbo's, they had the bad tattoos. Now every club has the bad tattoos, the bad piercings. And there was a girl that was actually slightly overweight, which was kind of novel. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, the girls who worked there though were just like insane.
Right.
Like one of the the last time I went to a strip club was Deja Vu in Hollywood because my buddy's like, I'm paying for your entrance. We're going.
Right.
I'm hungover. It's not. I don't feel. He goes, I'm paying for you. I'm giving you 31s. I go, all right.
Yeah.
And we went in there, and I just kind of just don't like going because of the ladies like, do you want to dance? And then walk away. But like when I see one of the girls like hustling, she like just is bullshitting and doesn't really give a shit.
Right.
That's when I'm like, oh, all right, I'll get a dance. And like this one girl tatted up like borderline suicide girl and I just bullshit with her. And I go, all right, neither me or my buddy have gotten a dance from you, but you keep coming back to us after we've been here for like an hour and a half, two hours. Right. So screw it. I'll just get a dance from you. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because she just screwed around the whole time. Like, it was just goofing, Not like...
Yeah, so she didn't take it seriously. It's all up. She led you up and then didn't finish the job.
No, I appreciate that more. I was just laughing. I go, yeah, I see you hustling, like, all night. She goes, well, rent's due tomorrow. So, all right, smart girl.
Right, and this is a man's show now. We're talking about strip clubs. But I will tell you, I do like Suicide Girls. I like that.
I've started to get into that look. Like, well, they kind of tatted up a little bit.
Well, I'm not talking about the website. I like girls that are suicidal. I do very well with them. But no,
you hate yourself? Don't worry. When I get
done
with
you. Yeah, I hate myself too, yes.
It's like a nice little mirror. You see me and you a little bit.
Yeah, so I like to masturbate alone, and because I'm usually crying at the time.
Well, usually everyone likes to masturbate alone.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised. I was actually in Hollywood recently, and I was walking a girl home, and Andy Dick pulled out his
I've seen that.
Right.
No, it on like Vine or Quanger or something?
Well, were you there? Because
this is a couple years ago when I first moved out here. I saw
I guess it's a nightly thing for him when he's drinking because he just. And I met the guy. I did a show. I did a show with Flappers and another show at the Comedy Store with him. So he comes up. He kind of rushes up to us, and I thought he recognized me. Pulls out his penis, starts whizzing on the sidewalk. Look at my cock! Look at my cock! I'm like, I'll pass, thanks. And apparently it's not that impressive, so.
I just remember I'm dropping a buddy off of that, pay or I'm going to Dylan's down, when, it used to be Dylan's.
I remember Dylan's, yeah.
And I see a guy walking towards the street with his, pulling his dick out to piss. I'm like, I think that's fucking Andy Dick.
There you go.
And I was telling my buddy, I don't know who the fuck Andy Dick is. I'm like,
yeah, well, that's the reason, because he does things like that. He used to, he had a career, and he's a very, once he's sober, he's a very talented, very nice guy. When he's drunk, he's apparently the biggest asshole in the world. I don't know.
I went to one of my buddies had a 4th of July party. Do you know David Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know how I used to always have the parties every holiday?
Right.
I left one of them, and I guess Andy Dick showed up later, and then I was at the Comedy Store that night. And Don Barris is there, and Andy Dick, he's going on about how Andy Dick took a shit on David Taylor's driveway.
Wow.
I was just right?
In front of Don Barris, who will tell those tales.
Yeah.
He loves to tell those stories.
Oh, yeah, and he'll probably be doing it on stage.
He lives for those stories. The weirdest thing is when you tip a girl. I one time I was in Vegas, and this is, I was maybe 20, 21, I was waiting tables. And I didn't have, I hadn't hit the ATM, and I had, this bucket full of change that I was going to change and use to gamble and things. It was I saved my change for, 6 months. It was, $200, right? So we're in a strip club. It's the Tender Trap in Las Vegas, so it's a classy place.
I'm assuming it's not, one of the ones. The last time I was there, I went to Sapphire's, and I think before that, we went to this really god-awful...
Right.
off the strip, off, off, off.
That might have been it. But I don't think it's called Chinatown Trap anymore. But anyway, but we went there during the day. My friend's like, hey, you want to go to a strip club? And it's like, we're the only people in there besides the dancers. So we have personal attention. So this woman, she sit there, and then she slapped her ass just for fun. And I loved it. I was like, yeah, yeah, do it again. I started slapping my hand on a table, right? She slapped her ass so raw red. Unbelievable. And then at the end, she's like, all right, where's my tip? I'm like, well, I only have quarters. So I tipped her $5, $10 in quarters. And then the next girl, because we're the only ones there. So right. She's like, yeah, here, give me the quarters. It's hard to put in the G-string, but we figured it out. And then there's this other girl.
Well, they got a quarter slot there somewhere.
Yeah, she figured out how to, she lit a cigarette with her boob. She put a match on her nipple and lit. Yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting.
No, I saw a video where one of my buddies is like, here, look at this. It was one scumbag buddy.
Right.
But it was one girl, one cigarette. And she was lighting the cigarette with her downstairs.
Oh, I've seen that. Well, see, that's the thing about
and
jumbos.
And it sucked it right back in. You're like, I don't need to see that again.
Well, that's the thing about jumbos is because there's nothing that's going to shock me because the first strip clubs I ever went to, so I lived in San Diego. Oh. We used to go to Tijuana.
Yeah, where pretty
that,
much.
Smoking in your vagina is mandatory. I mean, it's just.
Well, yeah.
It's the stuff I've seen. You have no. Opening a beer bottle with your vagina. Have you ever seen that?
No, I have not.
In Tijuana, you will. When you can,
I just got my passport card, and my buddy's like, "All right, hold on to that. We're going to Tijuana exactly. Next month." I'm like, "God damn!"
When you can, I mean, you know, I've seen women solve Rubik's cubes with their asses. It's just crazy stuff.
That is a smart ass.
It's very smart ass.
I did not mean to pun that one.
She didn't have to peel the stickers off or anything. She just, it was a really. There are so many more stories that I would tell, but I'm not going to tell.
Why not?
Oh, they're even too rough for this. I don't know. I don't want to turn off any females that I don't think any females are listening right now.
It's probably a good possibility they're not listening at the moment. Right. They might listen like later.
I went to a bachelor party. I apologize to every female and every decent human being that's listening to this podcast right now.
They're not listening at this point.
Right, right. But if you enjoy the story, I encourage you to check out the Dark Mark Show.
Thursdays at 8 p.m.
Thursdays at 8 p.m. because we set women on fire. We've electrocuted women. I'll tell you about it. So anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I hate to do it, but I'm always goading into it, sitting right by the stage. So the way the seating arrangements came, I'm sitting by the stage. My friend's getting married. We're chatting, and all of a sudden I feel drips on my head. And I'm looking around, I'm like, where is the plumbing? I look over, this woman is sticking her finger and flicking it at me. It's what I call the shower of death. It's really weird. And, you know, I was like, well, wait a second. Now, I'm not really sure what to tip for gonorrhea. I'm not really sure what, did she think this is a turn on? Is this something that is like a sexy move in Tijuana? I don't know. I apologize to our producer too. This is the worst. I don't want to.
Like, is Cheyenne your normal producer?
No, Cheyenne has sat on the show a couple times and she's seen a few things.
I'm just using her as the gauge right now of what's like a.
Well, she's laughing, so maybe I should keep down these stories.
You're putting me on the spot, so I'm laughing out of nervousness right now.
She was chuckling before, but yeah, I'm trying to think of the last show she worked, but it was interesting. They had for
this
my show.
Might be the last one she works for. Right.
It was the makeup artist.
Oh yeah, you were here. That was a great show. Yeah,
the person who's late is also a makeup artist.
We had Sig Neutron, who was on the Sci-Fi Channel's Face Off.
Oh, cool.
And he has his girlfriend Randy Rattle, who has a website as well, Bizarro Gogo. And Amazon E from American Horror Story called in. It was an all star cast.
Oh, nice.
It was a great show, and it was actually kind of touching. It was Amazon Eve actually admitted that she was born a man.
Isn't that the one of her? I think I know who that is.
Well, it's out now. Have you seen the new American Horror Story?
No, I haven't.
Okay, then you wouldn't know who she is. But maybe you've run into her because she's done some comedy. She's 60, the world's tallest model. She's 6'10" and bare feet.
Okay, I think I'll talk to you about it later, but I think I know something about.
No, she was born a man. It's out now.
I didn't know. I knew that part. If it's who I think it is.
But I saw her doing comedy at one time. I said, you have to be on my show because my show is perfect for you. And, But I remember when I first
got the lighter side of dark.
Exactly. When I first got to Skid Row Studios, it was it was interesting because Ernesto Rodriguez follows me, another great comic. And just to see him and his crew go into the booth every week and just look at me going, the fuck is he doing now? My third show, I had this guy, Doc Shock. And please, look this up in the archives. He goes to fetish clubs and uses an electric wand on women. And so he electrocuted everybody in the studio. We had quite an assortment of beautiful women, including Ruru the Clown.
You and these clowns.
It's something. I know a bunch of hot clowns. What can I tell you?
I might need to hang out with you more often because I have this thing for just people who can beat me up or clowns. I don't know what it is at this moment.
It's funny because we're talking about Halloween and a lot of people are scared.
Yeah, that's
clowns.
One of the reasons. And you love this month.
I love it.
You had the makeup already.
This is nothing.
What made you just do the one instead of like both?
Well,
of
you know,
them?
I was thinking of doing the crow thing, I've also done the stripe around the eyes. If you go on my website or go on YouTube. There's an old video of me a few years ago with the whole striper. I look like the Lone Ranger 8 Tonto.
Hey,
it's really weird.
It's my co-host Bane / Nikki Bernal.
Oh, hello, Bane.
Atta girl.
Do you feel in charge?
That is my favorite line. I love that line of that movie.
Do you feel in charge?
Oh,
you do a lot better than I do.
Do you
Yeah.
Just how he lightly puts the hand right there. You missed all the fun fetish stuff we've been talking about.
Yes.
Yes. What would happen if I pulled that mask off? It would be very painful for you. Hi, Nikki. Nikki's the reason I'm at Skid Row Studios, oddly enough.
Yes.
I was here.
I'm going to take this off. I can talk like that. No, the reason I'm wearing it, I got busted.
Put the muzzle back on.
I got busted in the lip at my bar this week. By accident, by a drunk brawl.
Were you doing comedy or were you bartending or what?
I was bartending.
Okay,
and you overserved someone and they wanted to cut you off.
No. It was at the end of the night. Some people were just trying to get out of the bar and were literally like fighting their way through, and I got elbowed.
So you're gonna be wearing the Bane mask like every day. Forget Halloween.
Yes,
it's like,
finally
just
healing.
Very
it's
convenient.
Just, it's just scarring. It's funny listening to myself on the mic.
I'm sure
like this.
Because they had to redub his voice.
Yeah. They're like Christian Bale. Everyone got used to that in the first one.
Nobody got used to that. Yeah. By the third one, you're like, enough with the growling. Come on.
I bet Cheyenne is wanting to kill me right now. Oh, man.
Oh, no, Cheyenne was ready to kill me. We were having some very male conversations before you came in here.
These are the ones that would make you feel uncomfortable.
Jumbo's clown rooms, strip clubs, things like that.
I came in right at the right time.
You did. Thank you for it. Yeah, now there's a little estrogen in the room. This is why I have a female co-host, because I like to balance it out.
Where's Julia?
She was also running late because of traffic.
Oh, yeah, traffic was really bad today. But it's funny. What Mark was trying to say is he came in to check out Skid Row Studios when Is Radio was doing their show.
Right.
And he really liked it with me and Mark and Rick. Rob and Rick.
I wasn't on the show then. But they were, I don't know if you, Dave, they had a thing when I was laughing my ass off. They were calling Craigslist ads.
Yeah.
Trying to hook Nikki up with a guy.
I was Mark's favorite. And a guy called in, remember? But
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, because I had answered to like some massage ad. And Rob's like, who's this? And I was like, he's gonna know. Cheyenne like had to put him through to a radio dispatch, you dummy.
Right. Skid Row Studios, hold on one moment.
Hello.
Yeah.
And if you guys are listening and want to call in live, we're at 1-800-893-9562.
Skid Row Studios, male alert or bride service.
Exactly.
She comes with a mask too.
I do come with a muzzle.
Yeah, it's kinda hot actually.
I made it.
In a weird way. Yeah. But then, there's no oral, though. That's the thing.
Well, there is a little side hole.
Oh, well.
As long as you got an Asian penis.
I was going to say, I don't think mine would
just
fit.
We learned a lot more about your guys' life.
I know, right?
Are you dating an Asian? Is that what's going on?
No.
Oh, okay.
Rob Durich is my boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Okay.
The co-host.
Right.
Yeah, he dressed up like
that. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember you. You were just starting, because the other time we were on the radio together, there used to be a show here called... And actually, it was Ruru the Clown.
Yes.
Had a show, Vortex by Vi.
Vortex by Vi.
Because people come in here and they're like, and you know, you guys are great hosts, but people come in here and they're like, oh, it's so easy. I want to do it. And then it's not easy. It's like comedy. It's like, oh, if you could do it, I could, you know, basically they're saying, you're a fucking asshole. I could do that. And it's just it's not.
Yeah. Well, I ended up on Vi's show by accident because somebody had called me from the dispatch.
Right.
Because they had my number on file. And I answer the phone, and they're like, "You called us." And I was like, right. "No, my
Well, you stayed for the whole show. It was yeah. great.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun, yeah. And you never, I don't think you and Vi ever crossed paths again.
I was supposed to be on her show again and yours, and we all get busy.
She was talking about her goth past, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know if you know, Nikki Burnell has a goth past.
I did.
I can
have
see
a
it. The dark hair. Kind of New Mexico. Not much to do there aside from hate
New
yourself.
Mexico has a, actually, Albuquerque, New Mexico has a really good goth scene.
Oh, yeah. We have a very good pagan and goth scene.
Right.
Yep.
Because I performed at a goth festival in Utah. That was interesting.
Was that the, because I was looking over your bio, it was like, is the top one you had on there? It was like the Oddball Goth Fest?
No, the Convergence Festival is probably the one that I had on top, which I did last year in Buffalo, which is the biggest
Goth Festival.
Goth Festival. And what better place than Buffalo? The most impressive place in the world.
Oh, my question is, where's the, like, all right, I used to listen to a lot of ICP in high school.
Right.
I didn't get into the whole Juggalo, like, dressing up, but the whole joke. Like, is there much of a convergence between...
So there's some. Actually, it's interesting you used to say that because I've had a lot of people that have looked at my picture and say, "Oh, you kind of look like Violent J," and that type of thing. I think, you know, ICP is sort of like when ICP was big, Marilyn Manson was big.
Yeah.
So I think there was a lot of crossover there.
Okay.
Even though neither one of them were truly goth. Marilyn Manson's more of a metal, although he had sort of a goth look, and ICP. Yeah. So it was like. Both were kind of like, oh, we'll piss off the parents. But the true goth are people, you know.
They stuck with it.
They're sad. They're listening to The Cure.
This with a giant smile on your face.
I always that's the thing, yeah. And it's funny. If you go to a goth club, you'll see a lot of smiles.
Oh, yeah. One of my buddies, actually, I found out he does go to get, like, one of the regulars at the bar I work at goes to a goth clubs a lot.
Right, right.
And I was like, oh, do you know the goth comedian? He's like, I don't.
Oh, he does. I'm sure he's run into me. It's funny because people say, oh, I know you. I had a guy on here. On my show, Basil Nestor, who actually...
I love Basil.
See, you know him. Yeah. Everybody knows him. He writes for Casino Player magazine. Yep. He's a blackjack expert, and he just came out with a line of food.
He's super smart.
He's very smart. And he's got good game.
Oh, Julia!
Oh, Julia!
Come on.
So
the guys won.
Okay.
Because we were here on
nice
time.
Mess.
Thanks. I made it.
She was only 28 minutes
right
late.
Here?
Have a seat. Yes, please.
Oh, my God.
So what would you consider Slipknot?
Slipknot's metal.
Metal. That's what
But
they're a copy off Mushroom Head, though.
But, well, it was...
It's my Halloween costume. I have to do a Halloween show after this, so I had to dress up.
Didn't Slipknot come out before Mushroom Head?
See, I thought Mushroom Head came out before.
And Mudvayne was in there, too.
Yeah, I love Mudvayne.
See, I'm from Cleveland. And that's the area that Mushroom Head's from, so that's why one of my buddies is like, they just, they didn't want to sign with them, so they just hired a bunch of people that did the same thing.
It's really loud. How do I...
Oh, you can turn the left and right down.
Yeah,
Out.
Oh, we've been learning about... Goth culture, Tijuana. Right.
But emo's another thing, too, because emo's like, I kind of want to be different, but I kind of want to be goth, but I don't want to go all the way, so I'll just comb my hair in front of my face and get all skinny.
But I just don't want to wear makeup all day long.
Right. I'll wear a little, not like I have. A little bit. How did I end up wearing more makeup than you?
This is like the weirdest...
Beautiful. Thanks. Battle of the sexes ever.
That's pretty typical, though, because the friends that I have that are professional makeup artists, like, that's their job. They're not like the matte counter girls that have to wear a thick, like, layer of makeup every day. They do it as a profession, as an art form.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, look at me, look at me. That's, like, very, very matte counter girl.
But also, if you have a pretty face like that, you don't need
Why would you cover it up?
If you have a face like mine, there's a reason for covering it up.
Like mine, especially, because Dave made me put
You're not wearing any makeup. You look wonderful.
Dave made me put the mask back on. I took it off.
Dave's just being
Dave. He's always trying to put a muzzle on a woman.
Yes, exactly.
Do you blame me?
No.
Muzzle play can be fun, too.
Oh, woo-hoo.
We've explored some of those things.
Wait, Muslim play?
Muzzle play.
Muslim play.
Sometimes, you know, a little
water. You're still covering up the face, but just a lot more is covered up, too.
Right.
Okay.
A little waterboarding than oral. That's kind of cool,
waterboarding
too.
Waterboarding than oral.
Yeah.
Wow.
Always keep the mouth full. It's kind of one of those things. Sometimes that can work.
Yeah.
But muzzle play, yeah.
Julia's like, what did I walk into?
Trust me.
It'll get worse with her.
What does that mean?
You know exactly what it means.
So So judgmental.
Inside jokes. Good. Inside jokes.
Julie is one of the dirtiest people I know, like mental-wise.
But she does it with a smile, and same with Mark. That's what I love. It's not scary.
I'm pretty filthy. I top a lot of men in regards to dirtiness.
In your comedy?
Oh, please.
It's true.
In your comedy?
Please indulge us. How filthy can you get?
Like, what's your filthiest
joke?
I'm
just going to walk out of the room during that.
Oh, stop it.
Because we were being filthy. We were talking about strip clubs and Tijuana and all sorts of stuff.
What's your filthiest joke?
My filthiest joke? My filthiest joke? I mean, I have filthy sex stories.
Oh.
You know, I haven't done stand-up in a long time.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so.
What's your filthiest sex story?
I know. I saw Mark's eyes light up.
It's a sparkle.
Just a sex story. I don't even care if it's filthy. Just give me a sex story.
Mark, hands above the table.
They're right here.
I don't know, Swan. You know my sex stories. I tell him everything.
I kind of zone out when she starts talking, to be honest.
You zone out when she starts talking about sex?
Yeah, well, I'm getting some big black dick lately. All right. Yeah.
I got a bug for that.
I was honestly really scared because I just got the IUD. Thank you. Yeah, I just got the IUD, so I was nervous that,
ouch,
like...
Yeah, that could be like a little slinky problem.
I would feel it, or it might poke through my uterus, but it was fun. I didn't feel anything.
It was fun.
It wasn't hanging off the dick when he pulled out or anything.
No, for business. No, let's go, kids.
No.
Wow, you're like Monk. It's a gift and a curse that women all tell you their dirty sex stories as a friend.
People feel way too comfortable telling me things.
Oh, are you the friend, Swan?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the ultimate friend.
No, but you've become so hot. When I met him, he wasn't hot.
She's like, that was in your fat stage.
Is it the beard?
We became friends a long time ago.
This is when he was a tubber and had a lot of facial hair.
I helped make this, though.
Spider-Man shirt?
I inspired you.
You inspired him to
be the man you are today.
To start juicing and get in
juicing
shape.
Juicing and knowing. I helped him learn how to get pussy.
Is that true?
She is helpful.
Yes.
It's confidence.
What would a lesson be? Because I could probably use a little help there.
Confidence was one of the big ones.
I understand that.
Well, now he's overflowing with that.
Yeah. Thank God. It was bad before. He was like a little puppy.
I know.
Ouch.
Oh, jeez. So I went to a bar opening. You're the asshole who took me to a gay bar one night.
Oh, I did. Yeah, but you're the asshole who let me take off your shirt.
What happens?
Did you take him to the Abbey and take off his shirt?
No, Mickey's.
See, these are the inexclusive gay bars that I have no idea about.
Yeah.
I just know she's like, oh, we're going to go meet one of my friends. And I'm like, I ought to just assume it's a female friend of hers.
Right.
And then she picks me up.
On Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah. I go,
where's clue number one?
She goes, where are we going? I'm like, where are we going? She goes, oh, Santa Monica, after she already locked the doors to her car once I was in it. I'm like, wait, are we going to a gay club? She goes, yep. There was a guy with a fucking eye patch on.
I wouldn't want to know the story behind that anywhere else.
Fun, though. The gay bars are the funnest bars to go to.
The best music.
Yeah, best music, best dancers. Nobody cares. They're just having a good time. Nobody's judging anybody. It's just, it's awesome.
Julia was my
bodyguard.
They are, but they're doing to us what other bars they do to you.
But gay guys give girls the best compliments.
Yes, they do.
And they're the best dancers. Because the grinding isn't freaky.
Yes.
You know, it's not uncomfortable.
And they like worship girls that they think are cool. They're like, oh my God, can I buy you a drink?
They love my muse.
Your muse?
Sorry, I had a really long night. I did mushrooms for the first time last night.
What?
Did you have a bad trip?
No, it was great.
I've only done it once and I had the worst trip in the world.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh,
my God. Awesome. I did it for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was kind of funny because it was like in Palm Springs during like a Labor Day weekend. We had this big pool that had all these colorful lights.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it was like so fun and I was having such a great time. And then all of a sudden, like one of my exes grabs me by my foot and pulls me in the pool. And literally, I kid you not, I get out because I was wearing all my clothes. And I'm sitting on the edge of the pool looking at everybody. The water just turns red. Like it just stayed red. And I was mad the rest of the night after that. It was crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's just...
Yeah, I just hung out in a loft.
Like, I was just...
Yeah. I feel like I spoke to dead caps, people.
Had a couple caps, had a couple stems, had a good time.
The trees were all talking to me. They're all liars.
No, I feel like I was talking to Frank Sinatra. Like, there was a point where, like, the music was playing.
See a cocktail on the side, guy holding a jacket.
The Good Life by Frank Sinatra. I had that on repeat.
Oh, okay.
Like, best.
That's awesome.
Are we actually doing it? Cheyenne's like, that actually is a great time. I've done that several times.
The Good Life.
Start spreading the shrooms. And how long were you doing comedy? Or have you been doing comedy?
I stopped doing stand-up
2 years ago, right?
Two and a half, almost approaching 3 years ago.
Right, but when did you start?
When I was 24.
Okay, which was 6 months ago?
He's
I'm not trying to do the math. I'm just saying that you've...
I did it for 6 years.
Okay, so you did it for 6 years, and this is the first time you've done mushrooms?
Yeah.
They seem to be readily available in the comedy clubs.
I was always scared of them.
Weed, but not
That's
mushrooms.
Why I'm afraid of them.
No, it was so random that I did it last night. It was very... I was hanging out with...
One of your black dicks?
Yeah, was it the black guy?
No. A manager of a local restaurant.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah. That's probably why. Those service industry people are crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They are. Every bar that I've ever worked at, or restaurant, or club that I've bartended at, all the managers are like the party people. They're like, hey, let's
Well,
go.
I manage a restaurant.
Oh. Right.
And also, it's great that you were saying, you know, managing people are the craziest people in the world.
As I wear a mask and talk shit.
I'm wearing a mask. But
actually, your gloves look like the mask when you do that.
Yeah.
What restaurant do you manage at?
L'Opera, it's an Italian joint in downtown Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
It's really good food.
And we have a lot of listeners, so I don't know how many of your employees know you do shrooms now. I'm just kidding.
Oh, it doesn't matter. No, they all party like crazy,
That's
too.
That's funny.
So. They're like, we have more respect for our boss now.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I did it. I want to do it again soon.
Yeah, you never know what's going to be in that chicken marsala. little trip.
Yeah.
Just take a cab there. Uber it.
Good for you. Discovering mushrooms, black dick. Mm-hmm. The world is...
I think she discovered that a while ago.
Ooh, oysters sound good.
I know.
Oysters.
Nice.
Oh, please.
Aphrodisiac.
Keyword being afro.
Big black dick. I love these mics.
Oh, my God.
Like, I've seen bigger.
It's so...
Dave, have you gone interracial?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should.
So boring.
Well, oh, my God.
Not by lack of trying.
Boring.
This is why I have the muzzle on. I'm the prude.
You've never gone interracial?
No.
I don't even know what race you are, but yeah, that's weird.
I'm scared.
What ethnicity are you?
I'm Native American, Mexican, Spanish, and Irish.
So you're pretty much just interracial on your own?
Yes. I don't need any more races in me.
Well.
Okay. I love being interracial. Oh! So, and right after this, I am meeting up. I've also discovered Tinder, which I think is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm hanging out with a really hot Asian guy after this. So we'll see.
Oh, wow. That's the other end of the spectrum for you.
The IUD is probably safe then.
Oh, my God.
If we do the big black thing, we got to do the small Asian thing.
Yes.
Joke too.
Equal opportunity veteran.
Well, no.
I have a bucket list. I still haven't found my right Indian guy yet. I haven't found a hot Indian guy.
Indian Native American or Indian Gandhi?
I was going to say, probably
both. Dot or feather.
How hot would it be if they were kind of combined?
Ooh.
Oh, I thought you were thinking more of like a little Twinkie
action.
That's
like magical powers.
Right?
Right.
That could be really hot. I wonder if there is that out there.
Yeah.
Like, can you put a preference on Tinder?
Float smoke trail.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking for someone who's double Indian.
Indian squared.
I want an I squared.
I want to eat curry in a sweat lodge. Is there anybody that can help me out?
If you like me, smoke signal me.
Well, surprisingly enough.
ITT tech for smoke signals is what it comes down to.
Tinder's not working for me, surprisingly enough.
I get drunk and download and then I delete it the next day when I sober up.
But then you always reload it.
Yeah, I get drunk and download it.
Of course, my everybody says I need to change the profile picture, which is me.
Can I see?
Me kissing a clown. But,
oh, no.
Yeah, that's probably
Is there any water?
Yeah.
I
think there's some up there. I'll grab it.
Okay.
You guys keep talking.
Actually, I think because I had to reload my phone. I don't think it's on there right now. I haven't been there in a while. But I'll show you the picture if you want to see it.
Yeah.
But it's
all about the profile because you know Nathan Hurd?
She set up my profile.
You know who Nathan Hurd is?
Yes.
Do you know who Nathan Hurd is?
Yes.
Yes, he's a friend of mine.
I need to have a woman set up my profile.
He's a black albino.
Yeah, okay.
And he wasn't getting any hits. I reset up his Tinder, and he started getting hits from women.
Okay.
I made him sound like the biggest, most pretentious douchebag ever. And actually, good-looking women started hitting him up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Says something here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It's confidence.
So, oh, well, well, like
confidence. He sounded, I called his cock mystical.
Wait.
So on his profile, he says, I have a mystical cock.
He's a black albino.
Shake that ass.
So on his profile, it actually says he has a mystical cock.
I said that he was a fetish.
You want to disappoint your parents?
I'm like, if you want this fetish, swipe right.
Well, but the thing about Tinder is almost everyone on there is
either tall or a mom.
I don't know about
what?
That.
Yeah. I haven't seen the
well, women's. A mom, yes, but almost every woman on Tinder is she's looking for a long-term relationship for some reason now. Tinder's gotten a little too mainstream now.
They got a new one called Mixer, but they don't have it for iPhone
Hinder
yet.
They have Hinder, too.
Hinder?
Hinder.
Well, it started with Grindr, and yeah.
Right. Yes. I don't. You might have friends on Grindr.
Oh, I do.
I just remember one of the guys I worked with for a while. He was like, "I'm on Grindr. Like, I'm just going to."
Well, I was actually thinking of putting a profile on Grindr just to see to compare, because gay guys love me, so I just wanted to get the attention. But it was so much of a hassle to set up. I was like, "Forget it. I don't need this for a joke. It's okay. It's all right." I got to do like a whole routine about how I can't get anything on Tinder, but on Grindr, because. I'm like, you know.
You're a bear.
I'm a bear.
You're
I'm a total
fetish.
Bear. I'm
you're a hot commodity in the gay community.
I am a hot bear, absolutely. If I go to gay bars, it's ridiculous. It's you laugh all you want.
No, I'm just laughing because I was getting hit by a guy. I went to a bar that was by me. They're opening. It's like one of those game bars.
Right.
You know, just like bargain, like foosball and darts. Mm-hmm. And I was bullshitting with one of my buddies who worked there. And this guy's just staring at us, like waiting to get in the conversation.
Water?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just waiting to get in the conversation. And he's like, just licking his lips, and then he goes to the guy I'm talking. He's like, "Where'd you get that shirt?" And my buddy's like, "I don't know, online." He's like, "It looks like it's from HMM." And my buddy's like, "Dude, I gotta go." And then he starts talking to me, and I'm like, "Oh, fuck." "All right, I'm gonna go to the bar upstairs." "Oh, I'll follow you." And puts his hand on my back and starts rubbing it. Like, I'm going. And I just grabbed a drink at the bar for my buddy.
Why didn't you tell him? I'm not gay.
I don't know, because I just feel that I don't want to offend someone by doing that.
He's offending you,
you offend
by assuming
somebody.
You're gay.
Right.
Well, I went up.
Right.
Why would it offend him that you are who you are?
Well, I just zipped out as soon as he did that.
It's like, excuse me, sir. I am
like,
not
he did that.
Gay.
I'm no. And then I ended up getting a girl's number because.
Yeah, but he never said he was gay.
I don't know.
I've had guys ask me if I'm gay. I say I'm not gay, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, but you never ask the question, so then if Dave goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not gay," then it's almost like you're making the assumption.
No, he was rubbing his back, though.
And he went like this.
But have you ever put that?
I'm joking.
No, I've not done that move. Well,
you've never met a girl in a bar and started like.
Maybe he just saw something on your back and wiped it.
Yeah.
The first time that ever happened to me was my cousin's teacher. In high school, like we were at a bar.
You were
and,
scarred.
No, it was, no, we were at a bar when we were like out of college and we ran into his teacher.
Right.
And his teacher, like, he puts his hand on my back. Like, you know, I'm just like, "Oh, it's a pat. All right." And then he goes like this and starts moving it down. And I looked at my cousin, I'm like, "We have to fucking leave now." He's like, "Okay."
Okay, that crosses the line. That's an authority figure. I get that. I can see why you were uncomfortable there.
Yeah.
Well, it was also, I was still like living in Cleveland at the time, so I didn't have friends like Julia taking me to gay bars going like, "All right, we're going to go meet new people."
What's wrong with that? You ever do comedy in a gay bar?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's great.
No, I'm saying now.
Oh,
like,
I would love to do comedy. I would go back to comedy just to do stand-up at gay bars.
No, it's fun.
You are my people.
I love gay men.
I'm well aware you do.
Oh, yeah. Let me see the profile picture here. I've got Tinder on now.
Pop that and show it on
I'll
that
pop
guy.
It and show everybody. Hold on. I got to. I just canceled her. I don't know who she is. Sorry.
I just like, it's so weird for me. I can't. I have issues like meeting people online.
This would be my profile picture.
Let me see.
But the reason I have this is I figure somebody has a good picture of me.
Oh,
and I would
no.
say if somebody...
No.
I'm looking for somebody that's a bit unusual.
Oh.
No, you don't like the other
no, this is the worst. This is the most
disgusting
profile. Wait,
I want to wait until Nikki gets in.
Profile.
That's the most disgusting profile.
Yes, because you have, like,
oh
if I was...
I want to see. Oh my God.
I think it's a good picture.
I think it's funny.
You look terrifying.
It's Halloween. What do you want?
They don't know that.
buying her.
Oh, no. Look at it.
But he's goth.
Look
yes,
at that.
I'm looking for a goth girl on Tinder. What's
you
wrong
got,
with that?
You got it.
You can't have the picture no. somewhere. You can't
you
have
like
a picture.
Santa Claus.
No.
Exactly. It was no. on Christmas.
No.
I'd say you
but
can't have
no,
a picture
no.
with another girl
I'll
as your profile
you, yeah,
picture.
Yes. No,
you
that was
can't,
the foul.
And you're
I was
kissing
that's
another girl.
Yes,
in your
I figured. Yes. I wanted. Yes.
That
well,
is see, the foul right there.
To anyone
they
who's swiping, that means you're like trying to cheat on
I'm kissing a clown. That's a little.
Each picture, you're with another woman.
Girls aren't that bright.
I just threw a bunch
like
of pictures out.
You look like you're obsessed
with pale skin. Well, I am obsessed
well,
with pale skin.
Well,
that's the whole thing.
He's an extreme being.
I am obsessed with pale skin. I absolutely
I
am.
I want to redo your Tinder.
Redo my Tinder. Here it is. Redo it.
That is terrible.
Well, that's the profile picture that came up was the clown picture. And I was like, that's kind of a cute
you know,
picture.
You can
I'll
change
keep it.
It.
Oh yeah,
God.
But the thing is, then they think you're with a woman and you're cheating.
I'm
yeah.
with a clown?
Maybe you're a goth person.
Show the clown picture on date 5.
Okay, sure. Okay, so...
It's like, so this is me with the ex-clown. Like, after they're already sunk, after they're already, like, hooked.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of my pictures that I have are pictures of me in makeup, so I'm trying to find a good picture of me without the makeup.
Okay.
First off. But I figured that's what came up. I was like, that's kind of a cute picture. I'll keep it. And then the other one, I just sort of, like, I was looking for a picture with me without makeup. I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah, you don't
I figure
want
a
picture.
If a girl's looking, the kind of girl I'm looking for, that's a vampire,
that
by the way.
Seriously.
The kind of girl, I'm looking for somebody, that, I'm looking for somebody
that's
who has a sense
terrifying.
Of humor.
That's
who's
into
a sense
open.
Of humor.
Who's
yes,
into like an open relationship.
It has nothing to do with open relationship. I not necessarily want that. I would like a serious relationship, but I want a serious relationship with somebody who looks at a picture of me kissing a clown and getting bit by a vampire
and
saying,
laughs.
That's the kind of guy I'm looking for.
I am a little
who's,
terrified of clowns.
Who's hitting you? Hitting you up on Tinder.
Who's no, but you? Very few.
That's why she's going to redo it.
That's why.
They
I'm
need
just
a goth.
If anyone wants their
Tinder.
If anyone wants their Tinder profile redone.
There's goth dating sites.
No, but they need a goth
Tinder. Like J-Date?
Yeah,
you don't like those goth dating sites?
You know, it's they're
not
as good.
There's
not as many people. It's not many people. Like, You'll find like 3 girls that are in your area, and you've already met all 3 of them. So that's not really doesn't really work.
Maybe you need to create the Goth Tinder app.
Yes, Gother. Yes,
Gother. There Gother. You go, Gother.
Yes. Gender would get people confused if it was for redheads.
Even better,
or...
sadder.
Sadder. Sadder.
We're brainstorming.
I was gonna yeah, go.
I'm gonna copyright that when I get out of here.
Sadder. Sadder. I like Gother, too.
I think you might have better pictures than that.
Slit up
okay,
for
well,
yes, slit down for no.
Slit up for yes, slit down right. for no. They're not cutters.
Close enough.
Oh. Yeah, no, we don't want cutter. That's
no,
that'd be
cutters,
a little...
cutters are mentally damaged, not gothic.
Well, they could be gothic, too.
They could be, but that doesn't tag them as a goth.
Right. But then again, if you're on a date with them, you've got some conversation because they'll tell you about their scars.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a story.
Best place to pick up makeup, that kind of
thing.
Because
I like the picture that you use for the bots on Facebook, but but it's got makeup, so that's probably trying to get something
that... That would be cool, actually. I like that. I'll send you the photo that I found it from.
No, I know. It's on my profile. It's one of my headshots.
You should take a picture of him right now with the mic. This is a good...
Yeah, this
it
is
makes
a
you
good
look professional.
Oh, I've got a good mic picture. You want to see? Hold on.
He has a radio show. He's got tons of them.
Yes.
Oh,
no,
awesome.
I have a couple good radio
he
pictures.
He has his own show here at Skid Row Studios.
You want the Misfits on there?
Oh, yeah. It's the
perfect.
Dark Mark Show.
Yes, I do, yes. The Dark Mark Show. This week we're going to have it's a Halloween
Zombie
special this week.
Zombie Lounge Singer, right?
Zombie Lounge Singer Monty Revolta is going to be on.
Tomorrow night.
Yes, we're going to have Flibberty Gibbet on.
What?
Flibberty Gibbet, who is the zombie, he's the demonically powered folk singer.
That's cool.
And Dahlia from Dahlia's Dark Side, which
I
is on Sunday
Dahlia.
Nights.
Okay.
And so we're going to, look at this one. This is a good, so this should be my profile picture on Tinder.
There we go. Log in with Facebook.
Oh, you're going to redo
good.
It?
That's good. It's either that one, and that's a nice one. But I think, or I could use.
But was that picture taken with your phone?
No, it was taken with somebody else's phone.
It just doesn't look very clear.
Okay, I've got a clearer picture. How about
there
this?
There you go. You can do, this is the one she put together.
That's good.
Okay,
that's
you guys
a
like
good
this
picture.
One?
Yeah, that's
okay.
a good one.
That's like a good
it
picture.
It looks like you're a
you
professional.
Okay.
You look sweet.
You look like you enjoy what you do.
That's a good
picture.
This is
my new Tinder picture, everybody. Look at that.
Yeah. You have a radio show.
And then
you
swipe, and then
I swipe left.
You swipe
I mean, right?
And then it's a clown.
Yeah.
You're like,
Well, it's the first one. Take the clown picture out.
Okay, good.
But,
oh, wait, this is Swan?
This is the one she put together.
I want to see Swan's profile. Let me see this here.
Aw.
I made him look good, right?
Are these all stand-up pictures?
They were mostly... I'm sorry.
Oh, him with a baby. That's always good.
You always got to have a picture with a baby.
Oh, I got a good one of those. Watch
mostly
this.
Mostly stand-up
I'm afraid of the pictures. Ones you have with a baby. That is me doing karaoke with a baby.
I'm a stand-up comic, writer, radio host,
yes,
Nerf
I am.
Enthusiast,
this works to drink this way.
Pinterest chef extraordinaire, and all that is math.
I wrote that for him.
I wrote none of that.
If laughter is the best medicine, then I love to play
dodgeball. Tell me that wasn't good. Tell me that's not. I came up with that. Tell me that's not good.
Shut the fuck up.
That's the woman in the mask right there.
I think I should coin that phrase. If laughter is the best medicine.
Okay, you're getting cute girls. They're swiping right on you.
I never have it on anymore unless
it's just because
really
he
hammered.
Wakes up and he's so hungover he can't respond.
They're cute. So do girls message you?
Half the time.
Do you ever message them back?
I'm shocked myself.
Yeah, but a lot of times I've never messaged a guy first. I won't.
I usually message first just because, like I said, I'm usually drunk when I'm like, oh, hey.
Yeah. Have you met up with anybody?
Two. And the one was fun, but she was on her phone the whole damn time.
Really?
Oh.
And, she came back to my place
after. Pictures don't get cuter than that. Come on.
Why is that one not on there? And you got to write, not my kid.
That's not my kid.
Yeah, it's funny. It is not my kid, but look at that.
That's adorable. That should be on there.
She's winking.
A Tinder picture.
I'd have to clear it with the mother, though. I'd have to.
You don't have to let them know about it.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird.
If they're on Tinder, there's a whole different set of issues.
Right, I'm sure.
Whose kid is that?
It's actually my niece's. It's my niece's wonderful, beautiful child, Amelia.
Oh, cool.
So it's,
it should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That makes your approval.
She's an aunt. She knows.
I have pictures of kids on mine.
So really? And guys are still sending messages?
Yeah.
Well, black guys.
I have a date tonight, and then I have another date. I'm going to go.
Are these all Tinders?
All Tinders.
Wow.
Are you just burning through Tinder?
No, I haven't met anyone from Tinder yet.
Wait, didn't
I thought that's why you met the black guy.
Okay.
No. Oh, no. I've been fucking the black guy since I was 24.
Is this the
on and off? Shut. Okay.
What's the choking sign for?
So,
you know how you said you told me everything?
My ex, we started hooking up when I was 24, but every time I get out of a relationship or whatever, because I have to have sex on a regular basis,
I always
go back to him because I like to be safe. And he's,
your fail safe.
Yeah. Well, I was super drunk one night when he comes over and he made a comment saying I never give him head. I'm like,
Wait a second.
Give you head tonight.
He's black. He doesn't give you head, right?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, he.
He's a rare breed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he loves me.
It's not called giving head.
But anyway, so I'm like, I'm going to totally give you a head tonight. And then I just started going at it like I was like some.
So when you get sexy, you turn into a valley girl.
I'm totally making fun of myself from that night because it was bad. And then all of a sudden.
And I got a call the next day about all this.
Really?
All of a sudden.
It was
that bad,
huh?
Because you transcribed the call.
I started going down and I threw up on his dick.
No, you did not.
It wasn't a lot. I was hoping that maybe I could, at the thought crossed my mind, maybe I could just go back down on it and put the rest of it in my mouth.
No, you did not.
I won't notice. But then I'm like, that's disgusting. I just started laughing. And he was like, it's not the first time something's happened like that.
There was actually a procedure for it at this point.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I woke up my room and I'm like, I puked on his dick.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe I puked on his dick.
Yeah, there's peas and carrots all over my dick all the time.
You asked for sex stories.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I can't see the person and not laugh when I see them now.
Oh, I know. It's pretty.
Oh, man. If you're listening in right now, we're talking about throwing up on penises.
Oh, that's Julia. Very nice.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by kids in that photo.
I would never.
Well, you wouldn't be allowed around that.
You would never what?
I would never message you if I saw that picture.
Oh, really?
If I see kids, I'm out.
Oh, yeah.
But how do you delete these pictures? That's what I want to know, or adjust them, because I'm trying to edit my profile.
All right. What we do is we do have one challenge, though, to figure out who's the winner. But Mark won the being early and on time challenge.
Yes, I won the prompt challenge.
Attaboy. We're just doing the one tonight. And then the challenge is, if you guys are in a horror movie, what's like the worst way to die in it? Like, if you're going to describe the worst way to die in a horror movie.
The worst way to die in a horror movie.
All right, heads or tails? Julia's a lady. She is a pick.
Tails.
You want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
All right.
Okay, Dart. Mark.
Smart.
I think the worst way to die in a horror movie, I always hate when, when you get, like, an arrow through your throat, like in the Friday the 13th movies.
An arrow through your throat?
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Mm. All right.
Worst way to die in a movie. Oh, being eaten alive. Hate that. Hate that. Hate that.
By
hate
people
that.
Or animals?
Like zombies?
By zombies. Yeah, being eaten alive. Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Which one do you think's worse?
I wouldn't want to be eaten alive. I think Julia wins that.
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that you have to stand there and you're like, you're eating the wrong body part. Go lower, please.
See, you could live through an arrow. Like, you'd be spurting, but, like, it's like you...
What if he was, like, eating your tits? You're like, don't take those!
Because I don't know if you saw the premiere of Walking Dead.
Oh, my God.
Some of those people...
Oh, I heard about it.
Oh, my God. I was just like, just like...
See, now... Yeah, now I
got And listening to that noise while you're dying, you're like, no, and they're just like...
Can you eat while watching Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, so we need a tiebreaker real quick. So we're going to go rapid-fire naming Halloween movies.
Okay. Halloween, or just scary films.
Yeah, because we're going to go Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Halloween 4.
No, scary, horror movies.
Scary horror movies.
All right.
Okay, Dark Mark, go first, since you lost the last one.
The Exorcist.
Basket Case.
Frankenstein.
What's so funny? Purge.
This music's pretty scary.
Billy Dilly thought that was an actual thing.
Purge.
Scream.
Okay.
Insidious.
I actually know who's going to win this
one. I've got all the classics, and you got all the newer movies. Friday the 13th.
Oculus.
Night of the Living Dead.
Omen.
Now I got to think of a newer movie, but...
No, just, you got an interest.
Ouija.
That's a good one. Dracula.
Maniac.
American Werewolf in Paris.
Ooh.
American Werewolf in London.
Ooh.
American Werewolf in Tokyo. Wolf.
Nosferatu.
Ooh.
Horizon.
Four.
Event Horizon.
Oh, okay.
That was a sci-fi movie, but...
That was a horror movie.
Alien.
Alien 3.
No, that's just a bad movie. That wasn't a horror movie, but...
it was a horrible movie.
Resurrection is the only one I've seen out of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Man, keep going. Battle.
Right, we're still battling. The Witches of Eastwick.
Dolls.
Dolls.
Not Valley of the Dolls?
No, there's
Dolls. Right, right. There's Frankenhooker.
I spit on your grave.
The Hills Have Eyes.
There you go.
The Hills Have Eyes. Let me see. God damn it. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Five.
Four. Elvira.
Was that a movie?
There was a comedy movie, but
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
There you go.
That reminds
five,
me.
Do, do,
four.
Do, do,
three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Dark Mark.
Gremlins.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's a Christmas movie.
Dark Mark wins!
Oh, yay!
I'm surprised none of these dirty birdies over here said teeth.
Oh, I love that movie.
That is a good one.
I was waiting. I was like,
teeth.
Which one's
going to
say teeth? Which
I'm
one's
going to
say teeth?
Like, I did shrooms last night, man. Give me a break.
Your mind should be expanded then.
Clap it up for your winner.
Dark Mark!
Oh, thank you.
The lighter side of the dark side takes all that we need.
All right. Julia, your restaurant managing. Any makeup stuff coming up?
Yeah, I just got booked. I'm going to be doing a Tornadoes TV show all throughout the month of November and December. And
Tornado.
I have a bunch of commercials lined up with Hawthorne Productions. So infomercials, that's me, people.
Congratulations.
Atta girl.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
And Dark Mark? Tomorrow night.
Go to gothcomedian.com. I've got a show on Halloween, and I'm doing my Halloween Dark Mark show tomorrow night at 8 with zombie folk singers.
That's so awesome.
All sorts of crazy stuff. You'll love it.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much for coming in.
And I'll be at Sardo's at my Halloween comedy show tonight. Get there. Juan, where will you be?
Someplace in Eagle Rock next week.
All right, guys. Thank you, Dark Mark, and thank you, Julia, for coming in. Happy early Halloween.
Thank
Happy
you.
Early Halloween.
It was
Thanks
a pleasure.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.